Steve Lewandowski, Veterans Go-To Guy. DEL Mar, California, known as the go-to guy for helping veterans in his community. Third-generation veteran Steve Lewandowski has made a name for himself after working tirelessly for years to help other vets in his area and local American Legion, the world's largest wartime veterans organization. A former Legion commander for his local post, Lewandowski received numerous awards, improving more lives than he can count. "I'm blessed that God has revealed my mission in life, and that is to help veterans," Lewandowski told the Epoch Times. "I wake up every morning asking him to make me a more effective veterans advocate." His mission to serve stems from a deep sense of honor, integrity, and leadership traits ingratiated while surrounded by veterans during his own upbringing and during his time in the Navy from the early to mid-1980s. He is especially keen on helping older veterans. Once he replaced a stolen Army 8th Air Corps cap for a 99-year-old World War II veteran. Another time he recovered the lost World War II Air Force wings of a dying aviator so that he could give them to a squadron mate's widow, a promise the vet had made to his late friend before he died in battle. Replacing these lost items is no easy feat. Both the wings and the Air Force cap were made in limited supply. Lewandowski took to eBay for months to eventually find these items. But the results were well worth the wait. He was finally able to fulfill that, giving her those 70-year-old wings before he died. "And that is so important," Lewandowski said of the veteran who had lost his Air Force wings. Ever more touching was a wish Lewandowski was able to grant a dying World War II veteran, to have one last bump or drink with the boys, a simple wish that meant the world to the aging vet one Sunday afternoon. Pulling up to Lewandowski's Legion post in Encinitas, California, the man could hardly contain his excitement as his daughter-in-law drove him up to meet Lewandowski and other vets. Wearing his garrison hat, he's just beaming in the passenger side as she honks the horn, Lewandowski said of the exciting day for the vet known as Gus. Despite having to be carried into the Legion post hall toward the bar, Gus insisted on sitting at the stools, rather than a table, to finally have that drink with the boys. Immediately after sitting, Gus insisted on paying for everyone who joined him. "Pulls out a $100 bill, and he slaps it on the bar," Lewandowski said, laughing. Despite their insistence on treating Gus, the man refused to budge. "We were just like, no, no, it's on us," and he just slaps his palm on the bar and says no, Lewandowski said. The afternoon was spent hearing some of the most fascinating stories from Gus as the men enjoyed their drinks, one of which included Gus and his fellow troops accidentally torching their army uniforms during their break amid battles waged in Italy during the Second World War. As Gus's cheeks grew pink, he described how his squadron had to use gasoline to clean their dirty uniforms due to a lack of soap, leading to all their clothes getting blown up in the barrel they were placed in. The ensuing laughter from the story that day was uncontrollable. "What a priceless story," Lewandowski said. That simple afternoon meant the world to Gus. He talked about it with his daughter-in-law for weeks, Lewandowski said. It was also the last drink Gus ever had, having written it as his wish near the top of his bucket list before passing away. Many vets frequenting Lewandowski's Legion post go through life-threatening surgeries all alone, prompting Lewandowski and others to keep them company on visits, along with bringing needed treats like socks, gum, candy, and crossword puzzles. One such visit by Lewandowski and other vet volunteers led to a sick veteran in the hospital bursting into tears. "As soon as we walked into the room, this guy just started bawling. I mean, just wow," Lewandowski said. The vet was only able to communicate through typing, having lost his speech. According to his nurse, this particular patient had not had a single visitor since he fell ill. He immediately recognized Lewandowski's Blue Legion hat, of which the patient was a member for years, and right away began to cry. "I mean, it's almost a cliche, but we get out of it many, many more times what we put into it," Lewandowski said. With countless stories of live-giving philanthropy, perhaps the most touching has been Lewandowski's aid in helping to conduct a life-saving seminar for veterans suffering from PTSD. Though no longer running, the program was titled Warrior Soulmate. The course saved a suffering vet from taking his life, Lewandowski said. Only 34 years old, the man laid out a tarp on his garage floor, sat down in a lawn chair, and placed his .45 caliber gun to his temple. Right before pulling the trigger, however, he decided to go to Lewandowski's stupid weekend course first, Lewandowski said. That weekend the man said he would give life one last chance, and if it didn't work, he confessed he would end it. According to Lewandowski, the program saved his life. We were so lucky to get him in that program and to raise the money to fund that program, he said. Currently, Lewandowski's self-proclaimed most difficult feat is helping 97-year-old veteran and U.S. Navy fighter pilot, Royce Williams, attempt to win the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest and most prestigious U.S. military decoration veterans can hope to attain. Williams is a known legend in aviation history, having pulled off what many experts regard as one of the greatest feats in aviation history for engaging in a solo aerial dogfight with seven Soviet MiG-15 pilots, taking down at least four jets before narrowly escaping in his own damaged F-9 F-5 Panther jet. The flight took place on November 18, 1952, during the Korean War. However, there is no record of the flight in U.S. military archives, according to Lewandowski. According to Lewandowski and an article written by the San Diego Tribune, the U.S. Navy and National Security Agency scrubbed the dogfight from its records and swore Williams to secrecy for more than 50 years, alleging that acknowledging an air battle may have drawn the Soviets into the Korean War. As a result, Williams has been passed up for the award 146 times, since he has not made the list to be nominated. Lewandowski and others are looking to finally get him nominated this year. Lewandowski has also raised money for countless honor flights for veterans, flights conducted by non-profit organizations dedicated to transporting as many U.S. military vets as possible to see the memorials of the respective war they fought in Washington, D.C. Having been recognized as Legionnaire of the Year by his local American Legion post, one of over 12,000 stations across the country, as well as Citizen of the Year by his local Elks Lodge, part of a nationwide charity, Lewandowski has received over 25 certificates of congressional recognition among many other honors for his work on behalf of veterans,